Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. Yeah, that's definitely from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And for over 13 years, almost 13 years, I should say, at least Bennett has been depositing some really outstanding stuff with us. And you can find most of that right there in her suite on our website. And you can find her books, all the different books that she's written, wherever books are sold, especially from her website, which is marketing-mentor.com. Is that right, Elise?
That's right, Jim. Thank you.
Any place else you want to send them?
Well, we also have an online store with lots of e-books and articles at marketing-mentor-toolbox.com.
All right. So check that out. And we're talking about your new book, which is it out right now? It's available in hardback and e-book?
It's actually, the e-book isn't quite available, but it's available as a paperback on Amazon.
And it's called The Creative Professional's Guide to Money.
Exactly.
And are the weird creative types guide to how to keep groceries in their refrigerator, right?
No, the creative types aren't weird. They're just a little weird about money.
Well, they're weird when they're out talking about money. But I got a flash for you. I got a flash for you, Elise. To other people, they're weird.
Right, but in their marketing, I try to help them kind of combat that reputation.
Right.
So we're trying about
to
money.
We're trying to help them, and folks, many of you who you know somebody's listening to you right now, at least they're thinking, that's me. I didn't know I was weird. but the truth is, you know, part of this topic we're talking about is not just for the creative types. There are a lot of people out there who sell professional services, especially, who still think that what they should be charging is basically only a notch above wages. And folks,
right.
You have to realize when you go out on your own, you are now a business owner. You don't sell wages. You sell a product. You sell a package. You sell something that people use. You've created something that's unique to you. Nobody else can sell anybody what you have is unique. And it's no longer wages. It's a product, and you should charge for products. And if you think about it, your wages are your cost. Nobody that you buy a product you hold in your hand sells you that at their cost. They always mark it up. And so you got to think about it like that, don't you, Elise?
Yes, and the other thing that comes up, especially with people selling services, whether it's professional services or creative services or consulting services, is that really what you're selling is your brain and your talent and your experience. And it's very subjective, so there's no right price for it, and you have to negotiate with your prospects, and you have to know what the market will bear, and you have to know what the competition is charging. But I go on a rant in the book about not charging hourly, because when you charge hourly, it doesn't value anything but your time.
Right.
And you have your brain and your talent and your experience and your history and your connections and all of this that doesn't necessarily go into an hourly rate unless it's really, really high.
Mm-hmm.
And so, especially with creative services, I find that I'm trying to encourage people to price by the project or on a retainer basis or something
right.
that values what they bring to the table.
Well, and even if you do say, okay, this is going to cost $1,000, and I'm going to include in that $1,000, I'm going to include 10 hours of work, let's just say. And I'll keep up with my time, and if it goes over that, if it goes over those 10 hours because of something you've added on or something, now if it takes me more than 10 hours, then I'm not going to charge you for that. But if something comes up and it's obvious that you've added a new specification or something, then I'll charge you just for those that time if it actually goes over 10 hours. What do you think about that idea?
Well, that's called scope creep in the world I work in.
Yeah.
where the scope changes.
So we're not only weird, we're creeps? Is that what you're saying?
And my suggestion is usually to, number one, let them know immediately that something is changing.
Yeah.
And that will mean your price will change. And to renegotiate. I don't think it necessarily should be on an hourly basis at that
point. And that's fine. But my point is you tell them up front what the product is. They know what the price is going to be. It's for a product. It's not for an hourly wage. But you tell them how you're going to prevent it from getting out of hand for you.
Yes, absolutely.
In advance. And people know about that. And I'll tell you something, Elise. I used to be one of these creepy, weird professional salespeople.
No.
Like you're talking, professional
really?
Services people, yeah. And my customers always bragged on me because I kept them informed. And when I gave them an invoice, it was very detailed how it I'd done for them. But I also sold products. I learned how to package things.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that I could sell more of what I did by doing it that way.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And so how did you learn? I mean, how does one learn?
I was a product guy first.
Mm-hmm.
I was a product guy first. I wasn't a creative guy first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? My background was, you know, hey, people buy products from me. So I just decided I had to package my professional services into products.
So you rethought about it. You found a way to rethink mm-hmm. about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the people you're talking about who come from the services side, they have a harder time with that. And that's the reason why they need your book.
Exactly.
Give us the title.
The title is Creative Professional's Guide to Money, and there is also a website for the book, which is creativeguidetomoney.com.
So check it out, folks. Whatever Elise has is top shelf. Marketing-mentor.com, another website. Thanks, Elise, for being here. Congratulations on the book. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.